I wonder tonight if he was standing here in a body of flesh, where would he take the flesh to when he's seen the wickedness of this world? Seen the end time approaching. What would St. Paul do if he was standing in Chicago tonight? They'd probably have him arrested. Him seeing his words that he spoke under inspiration, how they'd be having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, and how that the things would be taking place, hard telling what he would do. All right, bring your... Was this... How do you do, sir? Well, it's a very warm evening, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, they're very warm. But our blessed Savior, there's something so sweet about him that when we're near his presence, we don't notice nothing, but just him. That's right. Now, I suppose that you and I, these strangers, I probably don't know you. As far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. You never met me before. Yes, sir. Well, then, but our Lord Jesus, down through the span of life, he knew you when you were born and before you was born. And he knew me the same way. And all down through life, he's fed us and taken care of us. And what we are tonight, we are by the grace of God. And that's why we're standing here tonight. And I'm standing here as your brother to do anything in the world that I could to help you. And if I didn't think that God would answer my prayer for the sick people under this commission of an angel who met me, my dear brother, I would be home tonight with my family. But I'm here, and I have a little church down there. I'd be preaching in it. Just have my service and go on and do my rest of my work and be along with my babies and so forth through the week. But I believe that God has commissioned me to do these things. Therefore, I come to help you. To help you what? To believe on the Lord Jesus, see. It's all I can do. What all that can be done for you, he's already done it. But now the only thing, maybe is something to kind of boost your faith up to see it. You know, that's why you're here, isn't it? To try to receive something from God. That's right. Now, he will grant it. No man ever come to him empty and went away desiring to be filled but what was full. And those who come full, they went away empty. But you've come emptying out your soul for your need. You are a sick person. And your trouble's in your neck. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. That was caused from an accident. It seemed like I seen a big something drop. It was a bale of hay. Is that right?
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir, it was. When you look this way, something struck. You're interested in somebody down here. It's that baby laying there. That's your son.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
I see it before you again, waving in your arms. You believe he's here to help you, brother? Come here. Oh God, author of life, giver of all good gifts, send thy mercy upon this man who I ask for mercy for. Grant, Lord, the healing of him and his people also. And may thy spirit be upon him, Lord. May he be blessed and helped. May he be healed. Your glory be upon him, Father. I pray this blessing as I lay hands upon him. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I hold him close to my body, not that there be virtue in man, but we remember Elijah who laid his body upon the dead baby, and it came to life. And I pray that you heal this man in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God, peace be with you, brother. Go in peace. God, heal you. How do you do? My, you're a fine-looking little lady. Yeah. Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ died to help you, honey? You do that? Now, you're just a little girl, see. And your mind is innocent yet. But, and now I can talk to you, see. And God will help you. Because you're just a child. If Jesus is here tonight, standing here at the platform, now he'd come over. He loved little children, and he'd take and look at you, and he'd lay his hands up on you, and if there's anything wrong with you, why, you'd get well, wouldn't you? You'd get well. That's the innocence of a child. That childlike simplicity is what touches the heart of God. She knows right now that something's taking place. The little girl, the Spirit of the Lord is on the child now. And He would make you, He'd bless you, and you'd get well. You believe that, don't you? Now, do you believe that He has risen from the dead and He's here tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit? And then He lives in His church? That may be a little deep for you. But you believe that Jesus sent Brother Branham to do His work? You believe that? You do. You've got something. It's in your nose up in here. You kind of have a sneezing or a hay fever or something like that, isn't it? A hay fever? I could see you keep holding your nose and your eyes turning red and things. I couldn't make out whether it was just you're subject to bad colds or what it was, but it's a hay fever. Now, honey, hay fever isn't a disease. Hay fever is a little skin that's in your nose. Some people have 3 layers of skin. Others have 2 layers of skin. And some just has 1 layer. When them little burrs get in there, that's what causes it to burn and hurt like that. Makes you sneeze and have headaches and everything. And just a moment. You've had an accident too, haven't you? You fell out of a car and it hurts you in your spine. Isn't that right? That's right. And you got a father that's with you, that's brought you here. And he has a hernia. He had just been in a healing meeting of some sort. There's a man that's kind of tall, black hair. I believe it was Brother Freeman. Is that right? They prayed for him. Is that true? And your mother's sick. She was at the doctor and he said she had enlarging of the heart. Is that true? Do you believe God will make all of you well? Come here. My Lord, my Father, I pray Thee to be merciful to this little girl and bless her, Lord, in whom I bless in Thy name. And to this innocent little child, Thou hast said in Thy word, whatever You bind on earth, I will bind it in heaven. Whatever You loose on earth, I will loose it in heaven. We know that You're here to confirm Your word. And You confirm not one of Your words, but all Your words. Therefore, as Your representative, I loose this child of this demon in Jesus Christ's name. May it go out of her. Now, honey, you're all right. Now, you go home, and when you go to your daddy, you lay hands over on him because he hasn't gotten well yet. And when you get over home, take this same hand and lay it on mother. She'll get well, too. God bless you. Let us say thanks be to the Lord,
Jesus Christ,
who gives us our victory tonight, to Calvary, to His blessings. All we say, praise be unto God.
Praise be unto God.
All right, would you come? I just want to pray for your baby. Put your hand over on his little head, beloved. Lord Jesus, my heart was aching for that little one. I pray Thee to be merciful. And the mother with the hand on the child, the very fruit of her womb, the core of her heart. Oh, God, take away everything and may the baby be healed. We ask this in Jesus' name for God's glory. Amen. All right. Be of a good courage, Mother. Now, I tell you what you do. When you go home tonight, the evil one left the baby. Now, it's been prayed for and everything, and you're a little bit, you try to make yourself with an emotional face. Don't do that. Just have a solid face. You take that baby home tonight, and you see whether I've told you true. You put a string around his head and measure. and cut that string off even. And then in 24 hours, put that same string around there, and you'll cut something off of the string. And you'll know that I've told you the truth.
Hallelujah.
And if that's true, then you remember, I then have faith and believe. How do you do, sir? I suppose that we are strangers, you know. God knows us both. He knows all about us. He's fed us all the days of our life. And everything that we ever was come from God. And all that we ever will be will have to come from the goodness of our Heavenly Father. Look this way just a minute. I'd like to talk to you just for a few minutes. You believe now that God is... I wish you would stand right here, if you would, just a moment. All right. Thank you, sir. You suffer with a stomach trouble. It's a nervous, upset stomach, keeping you upset all the time. You're not from this city. You come from, I'd say, Ohio, near Lakeville, Cleveland. Is that right? You're Assembly of God preacher. And you've been to the General Council. You're on your road home. You've got a sick wife. Where's that handkerchief? You've been saying that you'd go bring a handkerchief. Hand it here to me. That's for your sick wife, isn't it? You believe she's going to get well? She's got an inward trouble she's suffering with. Lord, be merciful. Grant the healing of his wife and also of our brother. And may he go and God's peace be upon him. In Jesus Christ's name I ask you. Amen. Go home, lay this on her. You'll both get well.
Amen.
Aren't you suffering with a nervous trouble sitting there? And you're a preacher also, aren't you? Stand up. You would heal at the same time. You would heal at the same time. God bless you. Excuse me. I didn't know that was sitting there. But okay. The same thing that was wrong with that man there was your trouble. All right, you're well now. Go on. God bless you. Oh, how you should believe on our Lord. What more would he have to do? Well, you have faith in him now. Believe him with all your heart. I begin to get weak. Well, how do you do? Do you believe with all your heart? You're in trouble. You're not sick, only you're nervous. You're upset. It's a mental distress, like, because you're halting between two opinions what you must do in life. Yours is not a sickness. You have a child, don't you? A boy. You're having family trouble at home. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a divorce in your family.
No.
You don't know what to do. And you're not from this city.
Mm-hmm.
You come from Michigan. Is that right? Now, you believe with all your heart, God will grant you your request. I pray there's only one thing you can do. That's believe on the Lord. And then you go and I'd advise you one thing to do. Go receive the baptism of the Spirit. Live for God all your life, and everything will work just right. Now, if God can tell me what was your trouble and what is your trouble now, he can surely tell me the way out of it. Is that right? That's your avenue. Will you receive it? Come here. Lord, be merciful to this woman. Grant unto her that she may receive the Holy Spirit and may all of her trouble leave. Grant it, Father. I bless her for this purpose in Jesus Christ's name, that the baby will be raised in a Christian atmosphere, both father and mother filled with the Spirit. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, your husband is with you. But when you go home, I trust to God that you will find it different. Are you going to believe you will? Now, just as you believe, that's just what... I know he doesn't. But I say when you go home, you're going to believe you're going to find things better. He's going to receive you and things are going... You believe that? As you have believed, that's just the way it'll be to you. God bless you. Peace of God be with you. Young man sitting up there in the balcony, you kind of have a spiritual trouble too, don't you? Mental distress, upset. Is that right? You want to accept your healing now? Stand up on your feet then. Accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, young man. Believe on the Lord.
Amen.
You want to get over heart trouble, lady? Say, I accept my healing. God bless you. Father, may she receive this now. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. God be with you and go with you and help you and make you well. All right, have faith. All right, come, lady. Are you believing? Well, if she was healed with heart trouble and you had the same thing, can he heal you too? Do you believe he will?
Yes.
God bless you then. Lord, I pray that this will be so. May her faith not fail in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart, God will grant it to you, your desire. Little minister, you believe on the Lord now with all your heart. If you do, you'll receive what you've asked for. God bless you. You go back to your church a different person. You'll never go blind if you'll receive Jesus Christ and believe with all your heart that he makes you well. You believe it? Go. God be with you and help you. All right. You believing? Be better now. Sure, it's gone from you. The blind spirit left you when you're raised up. I go and sin no more. You believing with all your heart?
Amen.
How do you do, young lady? Do you believe that you're standing in God's presence in his sanctuary here tonight? You do. Do you believe me to be his servant? Do you believe the story that I tell about that angel is the truth? You do. Sister, you're anemia. There's something wrong in your blood. It's turning water. But you'll never get any better until you get straightened up with God. You know that. And you know what I'm meaning right now, so I just won't have to say it here. But will you promise that you'll serve God all your life, and you'll all these things you'll just forsake and go on and serve God? Will you do it? Then I'll go right down there to the altar and kneel down and straighten that up with God, and you'll get over that anemia condition. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Have faith and believe with all your heart. God shall bring it to pass. Now have faith. Be merciful. Believe with all your heart. All right. Will you come? How do you do? You believe with all your heart? Kind of a tumorous condition, isn't it? Something about the nose. It's up in your nose. It's gross. Inside your nose and could be tumor. You also have a varicose veins. I see them on your... you know, few people know that. But God knows it. Do you believe I asked him along with this church people here? We're here deeply in sincerity. Do you believe he'll let you get well? Come here. Merciful Father, grant that the curse of this sickness, disease will leave the woman. May she go and be made well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. That's the way to do. Go believing with all your heart. Thank you. God bless you, Mother. You know something struck you there. See? That was your faith that's been coming because you've been praying. And even in the rest of the meetings, you said, if I could ever get up there, I'd be healed. And that heart trouble would leave you and you wouldn't be bothered with it. Is that right? I'm not reading your mind, but that's what you said. Now, as you have believed, so has it happened to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Believe. There's nothing can stand in his presence as long as he's here. Do you all believe?
Amen.
With all your heart? That's the way. The only way you can be made well. Besides your eye trouble, you have something in your side too, don't you? Well, that man passed a few moments ago and I said about eyes, a real cold feeling went over you, didn't it? That's when you were healed. I just want to be sure that I know what I'm talking about. God bless you. You had an ulcerate stomach. I go and eat what you want to. Believe on the Lord. You also had ulcerate stomach. You got female trouble too. You believe that he makes you well? God bless you. Go and may the Lord God bless you and make you well. Amen. Have faith in God. If you can believe, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. You want to get over that gallbladder trouble sitting there, sister? Yeah? You want to get over it? Well, just accept your healing and God will make you well right there where you're sitting. Amen. God be with you. Whole thing sitting there praying, you were very kind to that woman to help her up there. You have a trouble too, don't you, sister? I see a darkness around you. It's concerning your husband at home. Isn't that right? Mentally distressed. Isn't that right, sister? Let you stand up and let you and I have prayer for him. Lord Jesus, we feel so sorry for our brother. May he be healed. Grant it, Lord. May he get well. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Only have faith. Are you believing, lady, with your hand up praying over there, the colored lady sitting there? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his prophet? You do. If God can reveal to me where your trouble is and what, will you accept Jesus as your healer? You will. All right? You got a tumor. You got stomach trouble too, haven't you? Now do you accept Jesus as your healer? God bless you. Wasn't that a strange thing that struck you just then, sister, sitting, the white lady sitting right this side over there? Because you had kind of a condition too. It's on your shoulder. Is that right? A tumor of a kind. Is that right? All right, that's when it struck you also. God bless you. Now the next lady's got her hand up there too, sitting right next to you. Do you believe me to be his prophet, lady? The elderly lady sitting there? You've got the You've got veins. It's their choice. No, it isn't. It's something in the vein. It's inward. It's hardening of the artery. Isn't that right? I seen the vein, but it was on the inside. All right, go home now and get well.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, make you. Have faith in God. Little minister, I trust that God will give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fix you up. Give you the desire of your heart. A little Methodist preacher sitting there. God bless you, brother. There's a woman sitting right behind you there. It's weary. She's concerned. When I was talking to this lady here with the flowers on her hat, she's concerned too. It's about a loved one, I believe. It's in a hospital. You believing with all your heart? A soldier boy or something other. That boy's in a country where there's a lot of big pine trees are blowing. Isn't that right? It's something wrong mentally. He's in a hospital. And I'm going to say that's either Washington or Oregon, one. Is that right? Washington. A government hospital calls to see orderlies with soldier clothes on ministering. Is that right? Let you and I stand up and pray for the boy. Almighty God, across this nation, down on the other side, that lovely country, I pray that God Almighty will send down His blessings upon that poor boy that was suffered. And I pray that you'll heal him and may he get to come home being normal and well. I pray, Father, that you'll grant this along with the rest of thy church. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Already can be made well. How many more? Just this one? Now before the lady gets here, she's dead. Let's bow our heads, everybody. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy spirit upon this woman and bless her who I bless in thy name. Creator of heavens and earth, be merciful to those who are deaf. We realize that the spirit of the devil would cause them to be killed if he could. I pray for mercy for our sister, and may the enemy leave her this night, and may she serve you all her life. I ask this deaf spirit to leave the woman. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Say amen. I love God. Now let me try back. I love God. Praise the Lord. You are healed. Here she can hear it normally. Listen, let's see, it was the left ear. Was deaf.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Female trouble. I just seen it left here just behind the Brother Ryan. God be merciful, right? Oh, Father, you hear that, Lord. I pray that your spirit settle over this building just now. Oh, eternal God. How long will you suffer the people? May it be so tonight that every believer here will receive their healing just now. May they look there at the Calvary where we're humbly trying to represent. Bless, O eternal God, and may each of them be healed tonight. May there be no doubt in their hearts, but may just now, as your servant is very weak, I pray that the prayer of faith. I believe, Lord, that I get what I ask for. For I ask it in the name of Jesus. And your scripture cannot be broken. And you said, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. I now ask for every demon that's bound any of these people to come out of them just now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Rise and accept your healing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I believe that His Spirit is right here over this audience. Frankly, I know it is. Now look, I could call a prayer line here and take another hour or 2 hours. If I could stand it and bring every person one by one by here, your life, sins, or whatever it might be, could not be hid. You know that. But you don't have to do that. If you'll just have faith in God, God will heal you right where you're at. Don't you believe that? Watch. Look this way, everybody. I challenge your faith. I challenge you to believe Jesus Christ. I challenge you to take that word that He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever, and believe it with all your heart. Do you do it? If you'll do it and be reverent and sincere in doing so, God Almighty will make you well. You believe that everywhere? Amen. Now let's get quiet now before Him and watch. Let's love Him. The Word has went forth. Now, the Spirit of God is in the meeting. It's been in the meeting. Now after preaching, He'll come here, and if I've told the truth, He'll vindicate the truth. Now if we call a couple of people up here at the platform, you'd see in a few minutes maybe the Lord will go to speaking, telling the people, I don't believe you have to do that. I don't believe you have to have anybody up here. I believe if you'll believe it right out there where you're at now, God will do it right where you're sitting. You believe it? Pray. Ask God and be sincere and see if God don't do it. God's under obligation to it. Now you pray. Let's just shut ourselves in now with God. Let all the outside world be gone. I say, Lord, I believe your word. I believe every word of it. And I'm now accepting it as my personal property. How many is doing that in your heart right now? Say, I'm doing it, Lord. I'm accepting as my personal property. I want you to be in prayer. Just look this way if you can. Just be praying. Say, Lord, give me a touch of your blessings. Help me, O eternal God, to be thy servant. Just let the Holy Spirit move. God, be merciful. Just look around this audience. Everybody in dead silent. I know the Lord is here. Do you believe, sitting there with your tie loosened up, sir? You believe with all your heart? With your hand, yes. Of course, I see you got a trumpet in your ear, haven't you? It's got deaf ear. I can see that, yes. You got deafness in your ear. You also have another trouble, don't you? Besides that, you got cancer. Cancer in the stomach, is that right? Cancer in your stomach. Will you accept Jesus Christ right now as your healer? You believe it? Yes, I know I'm trying to get him to his attention. If I can get him this right, that deafness will leave him. I want you to see it can be done before he comes here to the platform. Now, it's his individual faith. It's not mine. It's his. Now, I see what's happening. The man's going to die. Sure as the world, he's got a cancer right in the pit of the stomach. He's got trumpets. You can see them in his ears. Now, young man, you're sitting by him. Do you know him? Talk to him and tell him to accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. You can take the trumpets out of his ears then. You'll stand up and testify. You be talking to him now. Tell him to believe Jesus Christ, accept Him, and he can be healed. Amen. Somebody else believe. You believe with all your heart, mister? That's your wife sitting by you, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, you've been healed before. You had something wrong on a breast or something. Is that right? You got a throat trouble now. Is that right? You and your husband both put your hands around one another and pray, Jesus Christ will make you well. Colored lady, just wipe your face there. You believe me to be God's servant? The little lady standing with the... You believe with all your heart? You do? Believe God will heal you? Make you well? Female trouble. Jesus Christ can heal you if you'll believe it. If you'll ask Him, have faith in Him, He'll do it. Do you believe it? All right. God bless you. I want you to start praying. Some of the rest of you believe somewhere. Sitting there on the front seats. You believe? Is that your husband sitting next to you there? You believe me to be God's prophet? For his servant? I got a balling out today for somebody to tell me I announced myself as being a prophet. Maybe I don't want to offend you. I'll say his servant. A prophet is a preacher, friends. Look this way, ladies. Seems like you got sorrow or something. Yes, it is your husband. He's got arthritis. I see somebody moving. Yes. You believe with all your heart now? Believe God will make you well? You do? Didn't you just have an operation, lady? The colon or something another, something in the colon. It was it? Uh-huh. It was something taken out, a cancer, something taken from the colon. You've had some trouble, haven't you? You had a lot of fight trying to get here or something other. See, you've been troubled in the road, haven't you? Bleeding? Lady, with your hand up, do you believe with all your heart? That's right. Did you ever find that pocketbook there you lost? You didn't? All right. I hope you find it someday. God bless you. That's truth, isn't it? You see, now be faithful. Now, lady, you believe out there? There's another lady sitting there. You're trying to find out something about it. You got a loved one that's sick, a mother. That's right. You believe? Have faith. God will heal her. You just believe with all your heart. Believe with all your heart. Lady there, do you believe with all your heart? She's a Jewish, isn't she? Isn't she? She has cancer of the bone, isn't that right? You want to accept her healing for her now? You believe that she'll get well? Or won't you bow your head and pray? What's the matter with you people? Don't you see that Jesus Christ is in the room? His power is here to make well? Somebody in here believe. Have faith in God. Lady sitting right there with a book in your hand, you're sick, you need healing, you have diabetes. Is that right? Jesus Christ will make you well if you just believe it. Amen. Just be praying. Have faith in God. I can't hear you, sister, in here. It's my ears, especially at this time, you see. I know you're talking, but that bowel trouble will leave you, a little preacher there. If you just have faith in God. Now, an allergy will soon drive away and you won't be bothered with it anymore. Have faith in God. Do you do it? Amen. God bless you. That lady sitting right back there has got heart trouble right behind the man with his hand up. She wants to be healed. She can be healed too. Do you believe, lady, and believe that God will make you well? You do? All right. Stand up to your feet. How many all over the building wants to be healed? I'll tell you what you do then. I won't tell you. Now look, everybody wants to be healed, raise your hand way high. I just want you to see the Holy Spirit here. Now look, everybody with your hands up. Now look at somebody else who's got their hands up. And lay your hands over on the person. Well, lay your hands on one another. Just lay your hands over on somebody near you. Oh, God. Oh, mercy. Over here, lay your hands on each other. All down through there. Somebody, just lay your, everybody's got their hand up. Somebody lay hands on them. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. The preacher, no, them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? I just, in your own simple way, let's just gather down and start praying. And while you're praying, I'm going to ask Jesus Christ, our Lord, to curse the devil that's bound you. You believe he'll do it? Come here, ministers, and come here, stand here with me.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, look at this scene here. Look what's sitting here now. Be reverent everywhere now. Real reverent. Because demons will be turning loose here in a few minutes. It'll be a dangerous thing. Oh God, be merciful to these people. You see them, Lord, in the deep sincerity. They got their hands laid on each other. And they believe that you're here now. And I'm quoting your word tonight, Lord. You said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Amen.
They've seen your spirit work down through this last week, Lord. Seen the secrets of the hearts told, diseases of their bodies. Yeah. Seen the power of the devil make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the cripples that's laying bound up with arthritis, laying on cots and stretchers, get up and walk away. Oh, God, till tonight there's not even one of the cases in the building. I thank thee, Lord, for thy power, and I now pray, as we, as your living church tonight, challenge the devil. We'll not let any Havite or Canaanite or anything else stand in our way. We're going forward in faith tonight, believing God's word, that the angel of God shall lead us. Now, Satan, you cruel, ungodly spirit, come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Have faith. Keep believing.
Amen.
Keep shutting with God now. Keep believing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Keep believing. He's right by your side. The Holy Ghost is hanging right over you. Right now, the first one of you believes that you're healed, stand up to your feet and say, praise God. The first, there's one. There's another. 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 That's right. That's right. Stand up and praise God. Hallelujah. There you are. God be blessed and praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Branham, and that's why God won't say, well, thank you, Father. I come up here to be healed, and it's all explained to me, and you've proven it to me now, so I'm ready to go away from here rejoicing. Praise the Lord, and go away just rejoicing and made well. That's the way to do it. No matter if he wouldn't say nothing at all, still you should rejoice because the Word said so first, and that's the initial. That's the initial, the Word. All right, bring the lady. All right. Are you bleeding with all your heart? Mm-hmm. Little lady sitting there. You got bowel trouble and rectal trouble sitting right there. Isn't that right? You were healed just a few minutes ago of that, if you see. And you're sitting there. I was trying to wait. I'll tell you a little later on, but I was afraid I'd forget it. Now, you go home. That's going to stop. That dysentery and everything is going to leave you, and it's going to be all right. And hemorrhoids and things will go away, and it's going to be all right. God bless you. That's your faith now. I never prayed for you. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. See, you didn't have a prayer card to get in the line or nothing, so you wouldn't wait for you to get here, but you just had faith and God healed you and made you well. So that's just the way he does it. Amen. How do you do, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe? Well, you believe that Jesus Christ is here to make you whole? You suffer with some sort of a nervous condition. Isn't that right? You're very nervous, upset. Say, you're not from Chicago. No, you're from out. You come from a way from the east coming here.
I
came
from Buffalo.
Yes. All right. You believe he's going to send you back well?
Yes, indeed.
You believe that?
I came here.
That's right. Now raise up your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Now the nervousness is gone from you. You're made well standing right there. Return back to Buffalo rejoicing and praising God. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Never prayed for the woman. Never touched her at all. I seen an airplane rise up, and I looked to the right-hand side of the airplane where she looked from, and Niagara Falls is to the right from where she raised up from. Yeah. And I know she comes from the east somewhere, because she's passed by Niagara Falls. Yeah. Is that right, lady?
Yeah.
All right, so that's right. It was in the vision just then. Amen!
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Our Lord Jesus cannot fail. Are you finished that old kidney trouble to give it over to God and saying, I'm going home to get well? Believe it right now. Just go off the platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Be happy. God will bless you and make you well. You never want to wear glasses, do you? You want to be well from that eye trouble. Is that right? And you're nervous and upset and so forth. All right. Believe Jesus heals you right where you're standing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. May the thing go out of you. Let's say praise the Lord. You did the same thing, lady. You had the same thing. Now go on and rejoice. Yes, sir. That's exactly. Go on and say praise the Lord. Just go rejoice and happy. Then blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, what we ought to do tonight, we ought to take this place by not hold the fort, but take the fort. Jesus Christ here, the Son of God.
Now look, lady, here, come across there. Just let's see you walk like a young lady. Come right on down there. That's the time. Yes, ma'am, that's the way I want you to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. She been bothered so much nervously too. You're bothered with a nervous condition too, aren't you, sitting on the end of the road? No, your husband sitting next to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You've been in the hospital, haven't you? Spent 2 or 3 months over in the hospital with a nervous breakdown. Is that true? All right. You can go home and get well now. Lady, you hit that lady. You're some connected with her there. Is that right? You have arthritis, don't you, the lady in the check address? You want to go home and get well, too? Well, God bless you. Just on the morning service is over, go down the street, sing glory to his name. Just stand up. That's right, brother. Stand up and give God praise. That's right. Amen. Say, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his healing power. Amen. Our Lord Jesus cannot fail. There's no way for him to fail. He is the Lord. Amen. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart. God will grant it. It keeps moving. Or you two sisters there, and God just... if you just have at least a bit of faith, lady, you'll be healed tonight. See? You won't never use them crutches no more if you just have faith now. All right. Bring the lady on. Do you believe with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength? Excuse me, I'm glad you said yes. That's very nice. That's what I want you to do, say yes. You believe that God will make you well to that point. You have trouble in your chest, too. Isn't that right? A hurting. You got a lot of troubles, too, haven't you? You're now thinking about someone at home. I believe it's a mother. You have a mother. She has a stroke, I believe it is. Yeah, and you have high blood pressure, too. That's right. Say, by the way, aren't you Catholic? I say, is that right? I've seen the bees and things. Do you believe that God will heal you and make them well and you go home happy, rejoicing? And would you like to have the fullness of God's Spirit to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Wouldn't you enjoy that blessing? Do you know it's for you, sister? Jesus Christ died that you might have it. Now, I pray that you'll receive the Holy Ghost before you leave this meeting. You know what? The apostolic way of to receive the Holy Ghost is lay hands on them. And they receive the Holy Ghost. And you will receive it. Do you believe that? Come here just a moment. Almighty God, is this woman with her sincerity standing here believing that you are going to make her well? I pray that you'll heal her and all that's connected in this. And may she also receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord. May she be a testimony in this last day to give praise and glory to God in Jesus Christ's name. Well, the platform is yours. And thank you, Lord. That's the way. Amen. Some clergy ought to get to her immediately. All right, come, if you will. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe that God will make you well? That's wonderful. All right. I want you to have faith in God and believe with all your heart that God's going to make you well. And that back will just smooth out. You won't have that trouble no more. Is that right? It's gone now. God has cut it away from you. Move yourself down like this. See what I mean? Now you go on off the platform and be happy. Your faith heals you, sister. All right. Come, sir. Uncle, as you come, do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died to make you well?
Yes, sir.
And he'll heal you of that heart trouble if you'll ask him?
Yes.
Do you believe he does it now?
Yes.
Then say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's
the
way to do it. Come, sir. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, colored folks are not ashamed of their religion. I know that from being down in Africa where they come from. Brother, let them see the power of God move once and you don't have to say no more. They got it and gone. Amen. Oh, shame on us. Amen. Wouldn't a nice, big, thick hamburger taste good tonight? You haven't had one in a long time. Go on, eat it. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. Now, if that man could go off the platform, that colored man, rejoicing, healed with heart trouble, you ought to receive the same thing. God bless you. Go on. Do you believe, lady? That old arthritis is gone from you. Go on off and show the people what God is doing for you. Amen. Amen. The way that heart trouble, let's move on across it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And be made whole. Amen. Do you believe with all your heart now?
Amen.
Lord Jesus, bless the woman and heal her, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I go rejoicing and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. All right. Have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, lady, sitting there. You ain't going to be bothered with sinus no more. It's done gone from you now. Amen. Amen. God makes you whole, sister. God be with you. Hallelujah. You don't get all that rheumatism sitting there? If you do, just believe it. Raise up. Have faith in God. God will make you well. Amen. That's all you have to do. Sister Woods, I thought that was you. But it isn't. It's the lady sitting next to you there. She has a female disorder. She's nervous, kind of a nervous disposition. Something's hurting to her nerves. Isn't that right, lady? They're having a kind of a little domestic affair. Isn't that true? Well, God bless you. May He make you completely whole, take everything away, and make you exactly well. God bless you. And give you peace. Sitting right back out there, that sinus, sir, if you want to get well, just raise up and accept it with all your heart. God bless you. He heals you just then. It's all finished now. You can go home. God bless you. How do you do, lady? Do you believe me as God's servant? All right, I want to talk to you just a minute, then you're the last one in the prayer line. You believe with all your heart. All right? You believe our Lord Jesus Christ is here in all of His lovely power? And we're strangers, I suppose. I don't know. You've never seen you in my life. Anybody know the woman out there? Somebody? All right. People know the woman. Then you know we're strangers, and that's true. Now our Lord Jesus is here. Why don't we just accept it and say, God, I'm thankful. I'm going to accept mine right now. That's right. You come for a very good reason. I respect you and honor you. Because you're barren and you want children. Isn't that right? You've heard. Somebody told you about what happened and so forth. I've never asked that in my life of what God granted me. Say, aren't you a man? No, your husband's a preacher. Isn't that right? All right. God bless you. May the Lord grant you your desire. God bless this little woman and make her fruitful, Lord. I pray that you'll grant it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Who wants to be healed? Stand to your feet. Now, you wouldn't have stood up unless you had faith. Is that right? Now, if you've got works to go with your faith, raise up your hands and praise the Lord. Just as loud as you can, say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and follow.